The Koi Gig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now, as well as being a brilliant team, like the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that. But they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Where are you, lad?
Yeah, welcome back to Friday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. 9:15 on this Friday morning with myself and Cullum. We have a guest returning. A couple of guests returning to the show. Dara Gorman and his father, Kenny. How are you, lads?
All good.
How you going? How you doing?
Thanks for coming in to us again. We had you earlier in the year. Was it the start of the summer, maybe? We had you in. We were kind of... It was just after Klopp...
Just after Klopp announced it, I think.
Yeah, just after
it was
announced
early,
it.
Was it January?
Was it?
I think it was January.
Oh, maybe it was. It was because it wasn't long after the video.
It was all very fresh, lads.
It was. Yeah. Wasn't long after the video in December. No. Has life changed completely since, or has it calmed down a bit? Or
it's all calmed down a good bit,
right?
Thank God, yeah.
You're glad of that, I'd say.
Well, kind of. I miss it a bit.
Yeah, I do
miss it a bit. Glad to be back though, back at it again.
I was walking past, so Kenny works in a butcher's in Monaghan called Charlie's Meats, and I was walking past it one day and I was like, just this film crew sitting opposite the butcher's just training. I was like, this has no doubt got something to do with Dara, and surely enough
it
did. Yeah, Dara has a second documentary coming out now in a few weeks. It's more to do with what his life is, but his life as in general, like what his life from early to...
Right.
Like Liverpool is involved in it, of course, but it's like what Dara did next, it's called, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks awesome, actually. It looks very good. There's a lot of Liverpool in it.
Right.
Where Dara plays para chair football. He was in France this year playing para chair football, so they come over to that.
Yeah.
Done a bit of filming in Paris, so it looks awesome.
So how can people see that? When's that going to be out, or on what platforms? Or
that'll be out RTE. RTE done all the filming for it, so it's coming out on RTE 2, I think. It's the time is 6 o'clock in the evening, but we're not sure a date.
Yeah.
We haven't got a date exactly yet.
We'll find that out.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know. I'll let you know, but we're not sure yet. But it'll be on Facebook, it'll be on Instagram, it'll be on all the platforms.
Yeah.
So it'll not be hard to find it, I think.
The power chair football going to France. I know you'd put up on Instagram earlier in the year that you'd scored.
Yeah.
First goal for your country.
Yeah.
Your captain as well, maybe?
Yeah, it was last year in Scotland, yeah.
What was that like? That
was unbelievable, yeah.
Talk us through the goal.
It was a fluky goal, definitely.
Don't be saying that.
No, it was a corner, and I was hoping and praying that every corner we'd got, I'd got a shot on target the whole game. So I was hoping and praying at one stage I'd get a goal, and I've always played in, and I just drove straight for it. No mess, and just drove straight into it, and it squeezed into the bottom corner, thank God.
That doesn't sound like a fluke.
I know it was. The way it went out, it was a bit of a fluke.
Right. It must be mad to pull on the green jersey, represent your country. I think it's something a lot of people have ambitions of doing in whatever sport or discipline they're in. But that must have been special.
Oh, it was really special, yeah. Just looking up and seeing everybody up on their feet was brilliant. Unbelievable.
And for your dad, it must have been special as well.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, absolutely. You want your children to dream, every father's dream for a son or daughter is to represent their country at some sport if they're any good at it. And we're lucky enough, he's quite good at it. I'm not biased, but he's quite good at what he does. They moved him from goals out to outfield, which I think is far better for him. He's a goal poacher. he has several goals under his belt now this year, so he's getting better at it if he gets the opportunity properly, you know.
Darwin Nunez. Was it Nunez was your favourite player? No,
Diaz.
Diaz, was your favourite player. Bit of a Diaz then?
No, not that good.
Right, not that good yet. The jersey, talk us through the jersey, because we were just chatting before we come on air.
The jersey.
Klopp has obviously decided on his next move.
He has.
But you had this jersey before that?
Yeah, my mum went to New York. Was it from February this year? And she brought me back a Red Bull jersey. So pure fluke that Klopp ended up joining them, yeah.
Were you surprised that that's where Jurgen Klopp ended up?
I was. I thought he was going to take the Germany job, but it's his decision. I can't decide where he goes, but I'd like to see him join the German national team, see him managing again, and hopefully he'll get on well with Red Bull.
United haven't fully confirmed Amorim just yet. Maybe there's still time for Klopp to come in.
Yeah, what happened there? Talk us through that.
Talk us through that.
Jurgen Klopp is announced to do Manchester United manager.
I don't know what happened there. We'd have to...
A lot of tears.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he'd do it, though.
He'd never do that.
In
fairness.
You're happy with Arne Slot, though?
Yeah, Arne Slot's doing very well, yeah. He's undefeated away, but it's that one little loss at Anfield. We'll have to get that behind us and go again.
Does it feel different, like being a Liverpool fan in the post-Klopp era? Because I know a lot of United fans after Alex Ferguson left in 2013, there was that weird feeling going to matches and even watching games. There was a bit of a void. Seems like, well, it's obviously early days, but Slot has filled in fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Unlike at Old Trafford, where things have taken a bit of time. But does it feel different being a Liverpool fan after Klopp?
It feels different watching them, yeah, but not being a fan, no. But watching the games and seeing a different manager in the dugout just feels a bit strange.
Yeah.
But by next season, it'll be normal.
Mm.
Just take up a bit of a while to get used to him. And well, he's doing all right for us so far this season, so hopefully he can continue.
Because he's a similar character, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is. In ways, he's
some different. Ways.
Some ways he's the same. He's like calm, collected. He's I think he seems to be more tactical, tactically better than Klopp. Klopp was always all about the team and all about the family and all about, you know, a great man manager. Tactically, he was brilliant because everybody wanted to play for him, so that was easy.
Mm.
Everybody wanted to break a leg for him.
Mm.
Where Slot's different. Slot is more tactically, like, even the day they played Man United, I thought they had him tactically brilliant.
Yeah.
And even against Chelsea there during the week, they completely nullified Cole Palmer, which was their threat. So I think tactically, I think he's very, very astute, very good. Man management-wise, probably not as full-on as Klopp was. So that'll probably take the fans longer to warm to him fully, you know. But wins will do that.
Yeah. It's borderline impossible to be a personality like Klopp, though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That was his thing.
That was never going to be,
you know,
replicated. Never.
That is all you remember, Jurgen Klopp, as Liverpool manager.
Yeah.
So, were you a Liverpool supporter first, or was it the Jurgen Klopp factor that attracted you to the club?
I think it was just the Liverpool that attracted me. The night Barcelona, I always go back to the night of Barcelona. That was really, that was the night, yeah. It's the night where it all started. But then started to build more into it, and then Klopp me. And then wanted to meet me, and I wanted to die into me Klopp. And
you weren't going to say no.
No, I wasn't going to say no. But that just after the day I met him, though, just really it clicked more than I didn't think it could. I didn't think I could click more with Liverpool until I met Klopp.
Yeah.
But no, I go back to that night with Barcelona. That's what attracted me.
Because I remember the scene. I know we spoke about it earlier in the year, but I think it was when you're getting off the minibus or whatever from the airport to go and meet Klopp at time, and you could sense the not nervous from you, but like excitement in many ways.
Yeah.
And like that must have been, they say don't meet your heroes, but that's one example where the opposite is true nearly.
Yeah. No, my heart was pounding with excitement getting off that minibus. No, I'll never forget that day. Never.
Because you even had Man United fans in tears.
And it was a happiness, yeah, that he was gone. United had a chance, and then the rest of it happened. What was the remind us again of the time between your visit with Jurgen and him deciding or him announcing that he was leaving?
It was
very short, was it?
It was only a couple of weeks, yeah. A couple of weeks in the difference, I think.
I mean, he kept the secret very well, indeed. There was no hint that day, was there?
No, we got no impression at all that day.
And
no.
The thing that turned me completely was, everybody knew at that stage that he was going to go, but they were still
carrying on.
Right. Klopp knew this was his last season, but he was still, it didn't faze him at all. That was the thing that completely turned me.
And Kenny, you turned around to Jurgen one stage, so you have the final in Dublin there.
Yeah.
In his head, he was thinking, that'll be my last game.
And
I remember that part of the video, there was not, because I look back on it, and there was no hint at all of this guy giving anything.
No.
Great actor as well as a great manager.
It was so disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, we had ourselves all built up. Now, well, probably our own fault, but we had ourselves all built up to be at the Aviva for his last game.
Yeah.
Fitting for Dara to be in Aviva, in his hometown, you know, at his idol's last game. And it was all arranged. He was supposed to meet him, and we were supposed to have a mini documentary from, they were coming over to do a bit from our house to the stadium and then the stadium, and it was all going to be filmed. And then all of a sudden Atlanta, rang me and he says, that just didn't work out as planned, you know. Because they were full sure, I think, themselves that they were going to get, not Liverpool players, I don't think Klopp would have allowed them to.
No, there's a bit of confidence.
But there was confidence in the background to say that they were going to get to the final, and it was just so disappointing. He didn't know anything about it, thank God, until after. So like, it was so disappointing when we were sitting in the house and watching the game, and it's like 3-0. You're going, this is not in the script. You know,
I had the feeling then when we went to the second leg away, I was hoping that we'd do Barcelona all over again, but we scored one in the first half, and yeah. I'm thinking this is hopefully, I hope and pray this is going to happen now.
It was an early goal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was an
early goal. I thought we were very negative.
Yeah,
I did.
Just go for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, and you're looking at it, your goalkeeper had more touches than your centre forward in the whole game, which is not when you're 3-0 down.
Is there some relief in that? I know you said it was obviously devastation for a lot of Liverpool fans when Klopp announced he was leaving, but was there some relief in that he left on somewhat of a high and a good point with the fans? Like, you know, Wenger probably stayed with Arsenal for a little bit too long, maybe. Some managers who are legends stay at clubs a little bit too long, like Ferguson left at the top, he won a Premier League, but Klopp left in a very good place with Liverpool fans, so you can take some sort of solace from that, I suppose.
Yeah, and he left on his own terms as well, I think, which is probably the best part of it as well. I was hoping that he'd leave on his own terms if he was ever going to leave,
but yeah, he did. He left the club in a far better state than it ever has been for as long as I can remember. Like, the last real decent manager I can remember is Rafa Benitez, you know.
Yeah.
And before that was probably Gerard Houllier. So you had a massive gap in between.
Brendan Rodgers nearly did it.
I was never bought into Brendan Rodgers. Right. Yeah, and he didn't light my world at all, to be honest. And yeah, he's a local fella. He's from, 30 miles down the road from Monaghan.
Mm.
But I just never thought he was a small fish in a big pond. I just thought he got inherited such a good squad. That time, like, he had Gerrard, he had Suarez, and he had Coutinho's, and he had, you know, he had a great squad, but still couldn't get us over the line.
Mm. Probably should have done it with that.
Should have. Yeah. That was a nail on. He had, I don't know. Like, he probably was a wee bit naive the day of the Chelsea game. He probably should have sat back. We didn't need to win it.
Mm.
They needed to win it more than we did. But Jose Mourinho was never going to go for it. So I think he was a little bit naive that day. I think that what cost him the... People say it was the Crystal Palace game, we lost 4-3 or 3-0. It wasn't, it was the Chelsea game that took the complete air out of all balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
One of Chelsea's forwards that day at Anfield.
Demba Ba.
Mo Salah.
Yes, right, yeah. He came off the bench.
And then it all turned around, yeah. Dara, any chance that Liverpool win the league this season?
I hope so, but I'm not going to get my hopes up like last year.
If you had to pick league or Champions League this year, which...
I'd rather league this year.
Right.
Get on a slot started in the Premier League and focus then on the Champions League next season, the season after.
Mm. The goalkeeping options are ridiculous at the minute, aren't they? Like Kelleher and then Jarosz during the week. That save against Brighton.
We've too many goalkeepers, I think. But don't want to get rid of any of them. They're all top class goalkeepers nearly. Like, to have an unbelievable number one, an unbelievable number two, and an unbelievable number three. Mm. Like,
you never see that.
No.
And another one to come in January.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nominated for the Ashen Trophy now.
Yeah. Like, from an Irish fans perspective, you'd like Kelleher. Like, Kelleher's obviously getting a brilliant experience at Liverpool and playing with Alisson and whatever and training. But from an Irish perspective, you'd nearly like him to be playing first team football for someone, whether it's lower Premier League or upper Championship. He's probably a Premier League goalkeeper at this point, in fairness.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think there's rumours talk about Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that during last week sometime, that Barcelona were interested in his services.
They lost their keeper,
yeah. Yeah, they've lost their keeper, yeah. And their number two is not what Barcelona's about, I don't think. So I heard rumours during the week that they're looking at a possible capture of Kelleher. I think it would be mental to turn it down.
Yeah.
Brilliant
move. I would kill me for him to leave Liverpool because he's been at Liverpool since he's 11.
Yeah.
He's probably just checking in with Alisson every so often. He's like, you sure you don't want to go to Saudi Arabia? Like, you know, because a lot of money there.
Yeah, yeah. Throwing stuff under his door, like, you know, leaving to Saudi Arabia. Yeah, yeah.
Just giving and showing him the phone. Like, that looks unbelievable over there, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Class.
Bobby sent you a message.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, he feels to me that he'd be good enough if he got a...
100%.
His confidence is growing, and it's funny because he's not playing that much. And the first time I ever heard Kelleher, not angry, but do you remember when he was away with Ireland the last time and they asked him in the press conference?
Yeah.
And he said, I want to be number one.
Yeah.
And it was real ambitious because everyone was starting to question because we didn't hear from Kelleher. It was like, what's his ambition here? Does he just want to be associated with a club like Liverpool or does he want to play first team football? The risk is that he'll never get back to the level of Liverpool if he leaves. But geez, he looks good to me this season. It looks like he's real confident.
We've met him a couple of times and we've met him maybe twice.
Yeah.
And He's just so laid back. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
It's just, you know, if you were sitting talking to him for a time, you'd probably fall asleep.
Yeah.
He has that calming.
In a nice way.
In a nice way, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's not boring. He's just so relaxed, so easy spoken and so calming. You know, when he's in goal, I'm as confident with him in goal as I am with Alisson, because he's so good with ball at his feet.
Yeah.
He's so calm under pressure and he's a great shot stopper. So,
do you remember the Leipzig game where he tried to head the ball out to the throne and then Leipzig, Sesko, isn't it, there, striking at a shot, and there was a camera angle behind the goal and it showed Kelleher's face and he was just, but he was just completely calm, like looking at the ball going back. It was like, the composure is unreal. And Virgil van Dijk said about him in the League Cup final win, which actually happened after you were in the game against Chelsea, and he was like, this guy's world class, and it felt like he meant it.
He is. I think he's, like you said, I definitely think he's a Premier League player.
Yeah.
Well, number one, like a Spurs. I think he's probably suited to Arsenal.
Yeah.
He's that kind of a, you know, they play that kind of football. I think he's like, player, I find players sometimes are suited to different teams. Like,
yeah.
But I think Kelleher would be a number one for Arsenal, no problem.
He did an old Christ turn against Arsenal last week.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He did it again during the week.
Unbelievable
No, he didn't do it. No, Sunday.
Now, without laughing too much, how would you think Manchester United are getting on?
Not great.
We're sore over it here, Dara.
No, I'm disappointed they got rid of Ten Hag. But I think it was the right decision for them, though, because but I'm disappointed now. Nobody to beat now. Hopefully Aram's as bad as...
Well, Ruben Amorim was linked heavily with Liverpool before Slot got the job. So it's interesting that he's chosen United over Liverpool, maybe, if you look at it that perspective.
That's true, yeah.
He's been linked with Chelsea and
Liverpool. He's been linked with West Ham.
But he wants
West Ham
as
well.
He's first to go to the Premier League, yeah.
How do you think he'll do?
Hopefully not too good, but
I know it'll be good. You get the United Liverpool rivalry back.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
you need an edge.
They've never been good at the same time.
You've never really, I suppose, experienced the United Liverpool rivalry, but it was good at one point, like 15 years ago. It was good. It'd be nice to have it back.
From a neutral perspective, we'd love to see it back.
Of course, I would, and that's me from Liverpool point of view. I'd love to have it back, because you're going into games now not convinced that you're gonna win. But the edge is gone because the players that are there probably are not fired up enough. You know, there's no local... Like, we have local lads.
Mm.
Like, we have Joneses and we have Kwanzas and we have, you know, and the crowd. But United haven't got the players.
No.
They haven't got the Keens or the Scholes or the Butts or any of them players that are go in and just want to do damage to Liverpool players because it's in their DNA.
How do you feel about the contract situations at Liverpool? So you've got, the likes of Salah, Van Dijk, rumours, circling Trent Alexander-Arnold and Real Madrid all the time. Like, how do you feel about those three in particular? They're obviously three, you could say club legends at this point.
I hope Van Dijk and Salah are close to signing a new contract, but I just really hope Trent doesn't go, because if he goes, he's going to ruin his career if he goes, because he's never going to become that club legend that he wants to become. He's not going to become the full Liverpool legend if he leaves now. He's at the peak of his time at Liverpool. He's at the peak of his career. If he went to Real Madrid, I think he'd completely ruin that for him.
The legacy.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Dar, what's the plans now? Are you heading back over to Anfield at all in the near future? Or what's the agenda?
I hope to go back soon, yeah. Go to one game in Arne Slot's career anyway.
Mm-hmm. Get one ticked off.
Yeah.
No pressure, Kenny.
Oh, we can get tickets for anything.
Yeah, of course.
Tickets are not a problem, it's just timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a lot on. There is surgery probably coming up again. And then there's school. You know, we can't take him out of school until he's settled.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want it. We could go over next week, we could go over the week after, we can go over anytime we want. It's just timing is the problem. You know, and then for his football as well, it's smack bang in the middle of his football season at the minute.
It's tough.
So it's tough to get Saturdays to go over the games, and it's also we actually were seriously thinking of taking him over to the Real Madrid game, but it's, what was it, €700 to fly over to it.
Jeez.
Like, you're talking over €1,000 before you even go to the game. Like, it's mental money.
Yeah.
So no, that wasn't an option.
No,
unfortunately.
No. In fairness,
so it's not the fact that we can get tickets to any game we want. He's he's got that ticket now that he can go to any game, which is brilliant. So it's just timing.
Yeah, get it to work. Hopefully, get it working at some point.
Oh, we will. Hopefully, we get something over after Christmas. Hopefully,
yeah.
Get him settled into school and.
We not to dwell on it, but we spoke about it the last time, services for Dara, and you know, whether it be in school or at home, and I know there was a show done on that. Has that improved at all in terms of a government level, or have you been in touch, has anyone been in touch with you about services and how that can be improved?
Local level is getting better. It is. I'm not saying his OT is actually fantastic since he moved from first year, sixth class into first year. Government wise, no, they're not. It's not getting much. You still have to claw, fight, and beg and batter somebody's door down to get something done. But listen, unfortunately, it's not a local level. It's higher up. It's coming from a level that the resources are not there. The resources are not there because the people are not there. And that's a government failing, I think, because they're failing. They're not only failing the country, they're failing disabled children. It has to be priority, you know, especially for the services that have to be provided, and are not being provided properly because the people are not there to provide it.
Yeah.
So the people that are there are stretched to the maximum. You know, you can't look after everybody all the time. So somebody's going to be shouting somewhere. But no, luckily, Touchwood, we're not too bad at the minute. He's been looked after. School is brilliant. Yeah. The school he's in at the minute is fantastic. They have bent over backwards for him. He's driving around like he owns the place, you know. We had a visit. He had a visit from Ronnie Whelan a couple of weeks ago. He was coming to the school, but they didn't want to know. Let everybody know he's coming to the school. It was kind of a guest, wasn't it? A weekly
special guest.
And they had the guest to give little tidbits of what he'd done and who it was, you know. So you had to kind of guess who it was. So Romeo here guessed it straight away. And he was going around telling everybody that, yeah, me and Ronnie are friends and blah, blah, blah. No, you're not. So Ronnie actually rang him after the United game. He was chatting him and he got out of the car. I don't know, have you seen the footage of it, did you?
I think I've seen this clip.
Got out of the car, walked over and gave him a hug. And everybody, you could see the whole line of people going.
Everybody says, geez, it is true, you really know each other.
John Aldridge sent you a video recently, didn't he?
He did, yeah. FaceTime me, actually.
Right.
Yeah, it was invited me over to the thing in Gig and Blaney.
He's doing a night.
28, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we got invited to the Martin O'Neill one as well, unfortunately, just timing.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Story of our lives.
Yeah, you go to everything.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You've John Barnes, John Aldridge, and then there's Martin O'Neill is in the Erickle and Letterkenny, I think.
Brilliant.
All right.
But we can't go to that one.
Yeah. No. Have you been in touch with Jürgen recently?
No.
We'll have to take a picture after with the Red Bull jersey and send it on to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. His documentary did win an award.
Oh, yeah?
In Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
It won a local award, local...
It's the original one, isn't it?
The original, yeah. The original one, yeah.
The Liverpool video. Yeah. Right, yeah.
They won an award in, I don't know, local something, I can't exactly remember when it was, like, but, and then there's another fella won an award as well, what do you call him?
Luke
from FM 104.
Right.
I think he got an award for a documentary he did on Klopp, I think.
Yeah.
And we sent him footage of him as well, so, and we were in. Have an interview, so yeah, we can't go anywhere.
Yeah, life hasn't changed in that sense. Yeah,
we were in Cork yesterday, and walking into a bar, and oh, there's a man from, you know, it's always
probably a group of 10 people.
Really?
You're
used to it by now, though.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's good.
In school, like if there's guests coming in, like there's parents and all, they recognise me from. Not from being around the school, like from
video.
I remember the first day of first year, all the kids came over and they says, "I know you, I've seen you before," and he says, "You're the boy that met Klopp, aren't you?" That group of maybe 10-15 people.
Funny because I remember my first day in first year, and you're pains to try and make friends and chat the lads from outside your town, but you don't really have to
come to me.
They come to you, and you know, they know you. That's amazing, unbelievable stuff. Lads, thanks so many for coming in.
Listen, that's brilliant.
Once more, we'll have to catch up again down the line, and
absolutely,
yeah.
We'll get Arnie Slot to get in touch. at some point.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, keep definitely.
Going. Lads, thanks a million.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.
The Coigig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now as well as being a brilliant team, like the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that, but they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Coigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.